A man goes for a drink at a bar and strikes up a little conversation with the bartender.
All right, then. What would you like?
You got a Peroni?
What do you want? Bottle or draft?
Give us a bottle. I'm used to a bottle. Thanks.
Hey, I recognise you.
You do? I've never come in here before.
You're that MGTOW man, aren't you?
Sounds like a Marlboro man. How do you know that?
Well, I hear things, you know.
Do you know what MGTOW stands for?
Going your own way or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, that's about right. And what do you think about men going their own way?
Can't think about it. I'm married.
Oh, I see. How long have you been married?
17 years.
Shit, that's 2 lifetimes.
Seems more like 4.
You got any kids?
Yeah, 2. Boy and a girl. They'll be about 16 now. Well, actually, 1 and 17.
Sounds like you had to get married, maybe.
Yeah, she was up the duff.
Are those kids yours?
Well, I've been paying for them all this time. Of course they are.
You don't own them by paying for them. I just asked if they were yours. You mean you had no proof they're yours?
Well, she told me they were mine.
That means bugger all. So, you're happily married or what?
Well, I got used to it, that's what you mean.
No, that's not what I meant.
Hey, you might be the guy to ask. Has there ever been a guy that's got divorced and has done okay?
No, not really.
Oh, shit.
Why? You thinking about getting a divorce?
Yeah, I think about when the kids grow up and leave, you know. I mean, that's all I'm really there for anyway.
If that's all you're really there for, I'd get a DNA test done. You don't have to tell the wife anything about it. Then at least you know for damn sure.
What happens if they ain't mine? But I can't believe that because my son looks just like me.
Well, your son might be yours. Maybe your daughter isn't. Or maybe they're both yours. Who knows? There's only one way to know for sure, and it's inexpensive, really. Well, your wife ain't gonna tell you.
I've seen some of my friends get divorced and it just destroys them. The woman goes all crazy and everything.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Look, if you want to get a divorce, you're going to lose no matter what. A lot of it's going to be money, and most of the house. And of course you'll try and turn your children against you, even if they're not yours. But if you are seriously thinking about getting divorced, make an escape plan. Somewhere where you can go and be safe. Well, the shit's still going to hit the fan, but at least you'll have some distance away from it.
Hey, maybe it's an omen, you coming into this bar, and sort of, at this time in my life.
Now, the other bar I go to is closed for refurbishment.
Hey, what's it like, sort of, living your life without a female?
Goddamn magic. I can do what I want, go anywhere I want, drink as much as I want, but I don't. And all my money is mine. And when I do something, I do it for myself.
Well, sounds like a dream.
No, it's just how nature really intended man to live.
We'll start and have a DNA test, and then work from there.
Well, think of it this way. Forget your wife's feelings, your feelings. Shouldn't your children have the right to know who their father really is?
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, good evening, boys.
Oh, look out, here comes Sleazeball.
Sleazeball?
Yeah, she comes in here every night, picks up a man and then disappears. There's always a different man. Most men don't want to go round two with her.
Oh, one of those femme ones.
So, who's going to be the lucky one tonight?
Oh, not me, I'm out of here. I'd rather have a root canal. You take it easy.
Yeah, okay, thanks for the advice.
You have no idea what you're missing.
Yeah, actually I do. Goodbye.